Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build something that sounds straight out of a dark 90s jungle tape, but still works cleanly inside Ableton Live 12. We're focusing on what I call the Urban Echo Drum Bus Route formula. The idea is simple. Keep your main drum groove punchy and direct, but create a separate atmospheric shadow behind it. That shadow gives you that haunted alleyway feel, that tunnel reverb, that abandoned station platform energy. Not a giant glossy wash, more like a controlled echo of the drums living in the background. And that's the key word here, controlled. Because in old school jungle and early D&B, the drums aren't just percussion. They're part of the scene. The snare can feel like a slap bouncing off brick. The hats can feel like rain on metal. The break itself can become part of the atmosphere, not just the rhythm. So let's build it. First, set up your drum routing. Put your kick, snare, hats, break slices, and percussion into a main drum group. This is your front row. This is the dry, punchy kit that carries the groove. Then create a return track for the echo shadow. You can also create a second return for dirt if you want that extra 90s grime. The important thing is to separate the clean impact from the atmosphere. That separation matters a lot in drum and bass. If everything gets processed the same way, the groove starts to smear. Your kick loses punch, your snare loses authority. The rhythm feels flat, so think in layers of distance. One path is right in your face. The other path is farther back in the room. On your echo return, build a chain that gives you dark, urban space. Start with EQ8. High pass the return somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, so you're not cluttering the low end. If the echo is too bright, low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz. And if any nasty edge pokes out around the upper mids, make a small notch cut there too. After that, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. You want some density, some warmth, maybe a little edge, but not full destruction. Soft clip is useful, because it helps keep the return controlled while still adding weight. Next, add echo. This is where the 90s energy really starts to show up. Try tempo-locked values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16, depending on how busy the groove is. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 18 to 38%. Darken the repeats so they don't shine too much. You want the repeats to feel like they're bouncing down a corridor, not sparkling like a modern pop delay. Then add reverb after echo. Keep it smaller than you think. In this style, the delay usually does more of the character work than the reverb. Use a decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, a little pre-delay, and high-cut the reverb so it stays murky and believable. If the whole return starts sounding huge and glossy, back off. We're after tension and atmosphere, not stadium space. Now for one of the most important moves, sidechain compression on the return. Put compressor after the delay and reverb, and sidechain it from the dry drum group. This makes the echo duck a little every time the main drums hit. That ducking keeps the groove crisp and prevents the atmosphere from stepping on the transient. This is a big deal in jungle and D&B, because the snare often acts like the anchor point. If the snare is clear, the whole room makes sense. If the return is constantly flooding over the snare, you lose that definition. So let the atmosphere breathe around the hit instead of through the hit. Now we get into the fun part, send automation. Don't just send the whole drum loop into the return equally. That's the fast route to mud. Instead, you send levels like performance. Kick should usually stay low or even dry. Snare can get a stronger send, because the snare is often what defines the room. Ghost notes and rim shots are especially good for this, because they can feed the echo without overpowering the groove. Hats and shakers can also get a little send for texture, but keep it subtle. Think about arrangement too. In the intro, you might let the break feed the return more heavily. Then when the drop lands, pull the send back so the drums hit harder and feel more direct. A nice trick is to push the last snare before a drop a little harder into the echo. That single move can create a huge sense of anticipation. Now let's add the dirt path. This is where we get that Warnin sampler era grit. You can make a second return or a parallel chain on the drum bus. Start with drum bus, then add a little overdrive or saturator, maybe even redux if you want some old sampler degradation. Then finish with EQ8 to trim the low end and tame any harsh top. The goal here is not to make the drums obviously distorted. The goal is patina, age, tension, a little roughness around the edges. When blended quietly under the clean drum bus, this dirt path makes everything feel like it has history. And here's a pro move. If you find a break slice or snare tail that sounds especially good through that dirt chain, resample it, print it to Audito, then chop it back into the arrangement. That gives you variation and makes the processing feel composed, not just automatic. Now let's talk low end, because this is where a lot of people accidentally wreck the mix. In D&B, The sub and bass are usually carrying the weight, so your drum atmosphere needs to stay out of their way. Keep those returns high-passed. Check for mud around 200 to 450 Hz. Use utility if you need to check mono compatibility. And if the break has too much low-end fluff, clean it up before it reaches the return. If the drums start feeling too thin after that cleanup, don't immediately add low mids everywhere. First, restore punch in the dry path. Maybe add a touch more drive. Maybe improve the transient shape. Maybe tighten the sample selection. Depth comes from contrast. The contrast between dry and shadow is what makes the kit feel three-dimensional. This is also why break editing matters so much. Don't send every hit equally. Let the snare be the anchor. Feed the return with ghost notes. Use tiny clipped slices before or after the backbeat. Nudge some hats off the grid if the groove wants a little human swing. The atmosphere should react to the break, not flatten it. Ableton Live 12 makes this kind of work really practical. You can edit slices in the clip view, adjust clip gain before processing, use the groove pool if the loop feels too stiff, and automate the send levels and filter cutoff right in the arrangement. Use those tools sparingly but deliberately. A few smart automation moves will sound way more intentional than constant motion everywhere. For example, in a 16-bar intro, you might start with the break filtered and echo heavy. Then around bar 9, open the send a little on the snare and hats so the room starts waking up. When the drop lands, reduce the reverb send but keep a little dubby echo in the background. That way the groove stays clean, but the space still feels alive. You can also automate the return itself. Darken the echo during drops. Brighten it a bit in the intro. Push feedback higher for a pre-drop build, then pull it back once the section lands. Move the auto filter cutoff down to create tension before a transition. These little changes make the drums feel like they're moving through different spaces across the track. And if you really want to level up, resample the processed atmosphere. Record 2, 4, or 8 bars of the drum return, then chop it up. Reverse one tail. Mute another. Pitch one hit down a little. Use those pieces as transition textures, pre-drop layers, or little ghosted fills between phrases. This is a very classic DNB technique, and it works because it turns a loop into arrangement material. At this point, always check the full context. Solo drums can lie to you. A return might sound incredible in isolation but get messy once the bass comes in. So listen with the sub and reese. Check your kick and snare impact. Check headroom. Make sure the atmosphere supports the rhythm instead of washing over it. If you're losing punch, reduce the return level before you reduce the dry attack. Here's the overall formula in plain terms. Your dry drum bus gives you the front-end punch. Your echo return gives you the haunted distance. Your dirt path gives you age and grime. Your automation gives you movement and arrangement. Your resampling gives you composition and variation. When all of that works together, the drums don't just sound processed. They sound like they belong somewhere. And that's the vibe we're chasing in Darker Jungle and Old School DNB. Not a sterile loop sitting on top of a mix, but a drum scene with depth, tension, and atmosphere. The snare defines the room. The echo carries the memory. The grit adds the patina. And the groove stays alive the whole time. So for your practice, build a two-part drum atmosphere. Make a jungle-style break with a strong snare and a few ghost notes. Set up one dark return with EQ, saturator, echo, reverb, and compressor. Add a second dirty return if you want the extra texture. Automate the last snare of the phrase to hit the echo harder. Then resample a few bars and chop the tail into a transition. Keep it punchy, keep it dark, keep it moving. And once you hear your drums sounding like they live in a shadowy urban space instead of a clean studio, you'll know the formula is working.